Many communities in Illinois have ordinances that say tenants can be evicted if someone in the home is connected to a crime. City leaders who back the policies say the idea is to make neighborhoods safer. But fair housing advocates say the tactics are questionable. Illinois Newsroom's Mary Hansen visited one community that's starting to try it and has this report.
In the fall, Wendy Foltz signed a new part of her lease for her apartment in Rantoul, Illinois. It says that if she or others who live with her or come to visit commit a crime, she will be evicted.
I mean, I want to live in a safe town. I want to live in a safe apartment complex. I don't have an issue with anything.
By next January, all her fellow renters in Rantoul, near Champaign, will have to sign it. It's part of a crime-free housing program the village just adopted. The goal is to reduce crime and make the community safer. But fair housing advocates say the rules are overly broad and unfairly target residents who are low income or people of color. Some landlords in Rantoul welcome the rules, but others are uneasy, including Stan James. He's Wendy's landlord.
I think it goes too far. I think it impinges on your rights to be responsible for those that come to see you.
I talked with Wendy and Stan recently at the apartment complex office, and they got into a bit of a debate over the rules.
The problem is with that, Stan, is that if you don't run with the wrong people, then you don't have those issues.
But how do you know who's the wrong people? I don't know who carries cocaine or carries a gun, and I got friends that do, but I don't know that for a fact. And if I'm with them or they're in my house and they walk out and they get arrested, like say, God forbid, someone came to your house and they walk outside and the cop knows them, they bust them, well, they've been visiting you, guess what? I got to evict you and you had nothing to do with it.
Now, see, I don't agree with it. But, well, I mean, it was either sign it or move out.
And they're not the only ones thinking it's unfair. Kalila Jackson is with the Metropolitan St. Louis Equal Housing and Opportunity Council. And she's represented tenants who've lost their housing over these rules. Jackson says what she sees is landlords get a letter from the city saying their tenant was arrested or got too many citations for infractions like noise violations.
They go to the tenant and say, you have to go. I got this letter from the city. I don't know what's going on, but you've got to go.
Jackson says that is an unintended consequence of the rules.
And so oftentimes the people hearing that will just leave without ever having their day in court, without ever having the system operate in the way that it was really designed to.
She doesn't blame the landlords, though. They have few options when they get the violation letter from the city. They could spend time and money on a long eviction court process. They can ignore the letter and then face fines from the city. Or they can just tell the tenants to leave. Still, Jackson says because of the affordable housing crisis in the state, the tenants often end up with nowhere to go.
They don't have the financial wherewithal to gather up the resources to pay a security deposit, to pay the first month's rent. And so functionally, that's why we see so many people be forced into homelessness.
Rantoul Police Chief Tony Brown defends the new rules. He says they want the landlords to use the court process. That's why they talk about it in the mandatory crime-free housing seminars each landlord has to attend.
I mean, we recognize and we're concerned that, you know, someone may get caught in this that really isn't, you know, deserving.
And Rantoul did include a way for landlords to appeal on behalf of their tenants. But that's only if the landlords are willing to. Still, Brown says the core of the program is building relationships between the police and the landlords.
We believe that if you properly educate and you give the landlords and property owners tools that they need and information they need, then you know, that's probably half the battle right there of reducing crime.
Crime-free housing programs and their sister rules, nuisance property ordinances, are in dozens of communities around Illinois. The city of Peoria is facing a federal fair housing suit that its nuisance rules discriminate against victims of domestic abuse. Meanwhile, city officials in Collinsville say their crime-free housing program has led to fewer calls to the police. I'm Mary Hansen, Illinois Newsroom.